This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Right-wing extremist groups, so says Homeland Security, and the fossil fuel industry digging in its heels, furious about the halt of the Keystone XL pipeline. Hey, everybody, how are you? Here's a big virtual hug right at the top as we see, sadly, with COVID-19 every day, the numbers get bleaker and bleaker. We knew these would be dark times, but when you look at the fact that 83,000 Americans have died in January, it still takes a second to catch up, I think, with that number. So the deadliest month on record for the United States. No stockpile of the vaccine. It will be months before everybody who wants a shot can get one. Let's hope that it's only months that we get through this. And we have three teachers who died in Cobb County, Georgia. Wow, wow, wow. Even in Chicago, where they're staying home, what is the safe solution for teachers to go back? Because the unions say, we're not sending our teachers back. Just a snapshot of what we're dealing with in the United States. And here right at the top, as I say, that 83,000 people have died in January, I have to give a shout out to all of the heroes on the front line. All of, yeah, yeah. Because they're the ones that are exhausted. They're fighting this pandemic. They are heroes. So it's our virtual salute to all of you and our wild crowd, giving you that random applause that I think every day we have to think about all of those people and keep them in our thoughts and prayers and wish them the best and send them strong energy, because I keep seeing more and more about how tough it is. And they're not complaining. It's people digging up stories to say, yeah, listen, nobody's getting any sleep here. Look what's happening in Arizona. Look what's happening in Los Angeles County. And they are filled with tears, feeling the pain of so many of the people that are lost, that die to this wretched virus as the body bags pile up. The eeriest sight that I saw today was the sight of a couple of refrigerated trucks where that's what you had. You had slats and bodies wrapped up, ready to be transported from a hospital in Los Angeles. And this is a very sad sight. So all the frontline healthcare workers, and you know that means orderlies, everybody, not just the doctors and nurses, and they'd be the first to say it, it's everybody who works in the business, because they need every single hand on deck that they can get at these hospitals. All right, I started out saying about the right-wing groups posing a new threat after the Capitol attack, and there was a big warning that was handed out, really, from Homeland Security. I'm going to call it that, because the warning is pretty notable. Publishing this, public warnings telling us all, watch out for the extremists and these white supremacist groups, that this isn't it with this rampage on the Capitol that you may have watched. The department's terrorism alert didn't name specific groups that could be behind any future attacks, but they made it clear their motivation would include anger over the presidential transition, as well as other perceived grievances fueled by false narratives. That's a clear reference to what happened after the 2020 election, I think. So they're concerned that the same drivers to violence are going to remain all the way through 2021. And again, not listing a specific incident, but saying that they do have credible plot information. And this is alarming, I think, because you never, ever, ever see this, that, you know, that we're warning you that these are trends that are happening. The warning contained a National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin, which, again, is a notable departure for a Department of Homeland Security notice, and something that you didn't see happen in this last year or so. So they're not necessarily singling out a group. They're just warning us. Now, the problem, of course, with that is, what do you do? What does that mean? Warning, watch out for extremist right-wing groups. Watch out for them. And so who are you telling that we have to watch out for them? Are they in our neighborhoods? Are we looking to see who possibly could be in the neighborhoods? Now, I think some of this comes off of what happened with the governor and the plot to kidnap or kill or do whatever ultimately they were going to do with Governor Whitmer. And now that one of a handful that are going to be tried for this has stepped forward and released a lot of information on what was being planned, how much weaponry, what they were scoping out, how they knew her movements, and that this was so close to happening. I think on the heels of that dovetails into what we also saw with the Capitol. So it's clear, watch out for these extremist groups, although none are specifically mentioned. But we see, again, with also the fact that you've got the insurrectionists who are going to be tried for what happened on the Hill. 400 arrests have been made since January 6th, and there still are more photos and video and such being released, asking the public if you can identify who this person is in this piece of video or in this photo. So there may be many, many more ultimately that are part of the bunch that will go before a federal judge, and we'll see how that all ends up. In the interest of what I say this show is about, which is the conversation that's happening in my backyard and your backyard, coast to coast and everywhere in between, there are some obvious things that we're talking about, including on the lighter side that, yeah, there is a Super Bowl coming up. And it's not the normal Super Bowl party, perhaps, that you're throwing on the lake or at your favorite watering hole, although I think some people will still probably try to do that. In fact, there's a new poll that just came out that says 25% will gather to watch the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 55, and they're doing it with people that they aren't holed up with, not people that are in their house, people that they haven't necessarily been around. But I think one of the big things on the day has to be the conversation that's starting to happen about the Keystone Pipeline and, of course, the impeachment trial that's coming up in the Senate. Where will 17 Republican senators come from that will vote to convict the president? I don't think you're going to find them. We're talking about it on the flip side.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
.com. Powdy Arco tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Came to the Senate was for incitement to insurrection. And it's a serious charge. It's definitely a high crime and misdemeanor that was intended by the Constitution to be part of an impeachment hearing and trial. So even though President Trump is no longer in office, we think that because it's such a serious crime, you need to have accountability. You actually have to do a constitutional duty. And there is precedent to actually try someone after they've resigned. We did it in the 1800s for a Secretary of War who was accused of fraud, and he rushed over to Ulysses S. Grant to resign at the White House, but the Senate continued and actually finished their trial. So that he could be held accountable. We also, if he is convicted, we could preclude President Trump from holding office again, which I would support. But I have to say, the proceedings yesterday were very disappointing. Only 5 Republican senators believe that it's even constitutional to hold the impeachment trial. And so if that's any indication of where people will vote after the trial, there's no chance that President Trump will be convicted.
Senator Gillibrand speaks about the impeachment and pretty much summed it all up. She was on ABC this morning, so thanks to them for that. Kate Delaney, thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Unlikely, unlikely, unlikely. I don't think so. Republicans certainly are rallying against the possibility of impeachment. They don't even want the trial. So pretty much we know that this is a foregone conclusion. There will be an acquittal for the president. You heard Gillibrand say the other part of that is that he wouldn't be able to run again, and this is part of the push for the Democrats in making this happen in the Senate, but there were never the numbers to begin with. So next week, as we bounce from this week, and then we bounce into next week. It's really the 8th that we're looking at, because that's when it starts. So it is going to happen, and it will be curious to see what the case is like, because remember, all the senators are sworn in. So whether they want it or not, it's happening. But it's pretty much in. The drama is over as to the ending of this. It would be like if you tuned into one of Dick Wolf's many gazillion shows that feature Law and Order of some sort, and you already knew what the jury's decision was, right? When there was this big buildup. And we see the big buildup, and I get it, because it was heinous what happened on the 6th. I mean, I don't care what you label yourself as. If you're an American, you cannot think that that mob was what you wanted to see your government look like to the rest of the world. It's called weak. And that's how we looked. Pathetic. And it was scary. So who answers for that? Where's the accountability in all of that? I get it. And the bottom line is this. The people who did the damage are going to face the gavel and face the time, whatever that is. I think those that did more damage and had more threats are the ones that are going to be rounded up, and they have been, many of them, and they're going to be the ones that are going to ultimately pay the price. But this is something that will unfold that may have a lot of analysis, but in the end, there won't be the numbers. I mean, even the president has said this every time he is asked about it. He knows the numbers are not there, so it's going to be an acquittal. It's going to be, they have to brace, I think, for an acquittal. So the senators are exploring censure, and they're looking at that. And so after a vote earlier in the week, it suggests that they may just acquit him at the impeachment trial, pretty much. And one path, though, for the Democrats is to pursue the trial scheduled to resume on February 9th, describing the violence, of course, that left 5 people dead, because remember, 5 people died, playing the video of the Capitol under siege, which I'm sure will happen, as their way to document the president, the ex-president's role, the former president's role, in what happened in that riot at the Capitol. Another option, though, some of the senators are looking at is to, the word I just said, censure Trump, which would be a different step, a more modest step, one would say, than conviction. And that might gain more bipartisan support. So Tim Kaine said he was exploring, the Democrat from Virginia said he was exploring offering a resolution censuring Trump as a punishment that could attract more Republicans to jump on board rather than conviction, and possibly forbidding him from future office. But Kaine said he wouldn't offer his proposal unless at least 10 Republicans joined. So he said he's drafted something, but he hasn't filed it because he's trying to get other people's ideas about what should be in it. So that is the curveball that could also happen. Now, his comments were really on the heels of the 55-45 Tuesday vote to reject a motion from Senator Rand Paul, who challenged the impeachment trial as unconstitutional because the ex-president has already left office. Paul lost the vote, but it definitely signaled to all of us that he won't be convicted of inciting insurrection at the Capitol, which has to have a 2-thirds majority, So the interesting part of this is what I said, what the evidence will be, and that's what Schumer keeps saying, the majority leader from New York, the senator from New York, says the evidence against the former president will be presented in living color for the nation and every one of us to see. Once again, no one will be able to avert their gaze from what Mr. Trump said and did and the consequences of his actions. We will all watch what happened. We will listen to what happened, and then we will vote. So this is going to be just a movie. that plays out everything that we keep seeing over and over again. But I still say there is just no way. There's just no way that there's going to be enough votes to convict. Censure may be a different thing, right? So if even there are some that vote, and there will be maybe a handful, and we know who some of them could be. I've said his name many times now connected to this, and all of you know it, Mitt Romney. But I don't believe that there's any way any of those numbers will jump higher than maybe five, which even that is in question as to whether or not five, you could find five votes. So like I said, what's going to be interesting is watching the evidence and then the people ultimately that are held responsible, the people that are being arrested, how many will actually do time, what kind of time will they get, and what happens is this number, which is in the hundreds, how do you differentiate between those who were there for a rally, got jacked up and waved a Trump flag and ran down the street, but they stayed further back. They weren't in the Capitol. They didn't walk through the Capitol, but they've been identified as yelling things out, egging other people on it. I don't know. Where is the line going to be, I think, is what will be interesting to see, because more and more and more people keep getting identified, right? The Keystone Pipeline. So the Keystone Pipeline, when all of this was being proposed about the pipeline, we had, and there's so much conversation about this, we had a lot of people on, I want to say at least a dozen people on, because that was something that was raging, the conversation, for quite a long time, and talked about what was going to, you know, what that would entail, where it would go through, and what would the safety of that look like, and what kind of jobs would it create, and, you know, everything from A to Z. And the some of the people, including, which was shocking to some environmentalists, after many, many, many different kinds of tests were run, were on board with the idea of that. Now the pipeline is dead. It's gone. It is, it's not moving forward. Because remember, in the Obama administration, they didn't want to deal with the pipeline. And then President Trump reversed course and signed an executive order to advance the Keystone XL pipeline. And then President Joe Biden comes in and he crushes the project. He's signaling that canceling the permit will be a top priority. Hang with us. Mic drop next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden signed several executive orders Wednesday aimed at combating climate change. The orders put a pause on new gas and oil leases on federal lands, set a goal of doubling the nation's offshore wind energy output, and will move to an all-electric fleet of federal vehicles. Critics say the president is unfairly targeting fossil fuel industries and that his latest orders will cost thousands of jobs. And the Department of Homeland Security issued a bulletin Wednesday warning of possible politically motivated violence. While the memo did not cite any specific plots or threats, it did say there would be a heightened threat environment across the United States that it believes will persist for weeks. The bulletin said the department believes that politically motivated extremists could continue to mobilize to incite or commit violence. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that an impeachment trial for former President Trump will go on, as at least one Democratic senator is looking for an alternative to impeachment. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says a vote on the constitutionality of the trial convinced him that there are not enough votes to convict the former president of inciting the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. He tells CNN that he's instead looking at censuring Trump.
I think all of us in the chamber understood that once you voted that it's unconstitutional to try a former office holder, the evidence is unlikely to change anyone's mind. If that's the case, we're at least 12 votes short of the two-thirds needed for impeachment. So we have to sort of grapple with, if we want accountability, how do we want this to end? Do we want it to end with Trump acquitted again, or do we want to have it end with Senate fines that censors President Trump, finds that it was an insurrection and possibly bars him from holding office?
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As you know, already expressed concern for the treatment of Mr. Navalny, specifically, and more generally, with the human rights situation in Russia. And it remains striking to me how concerned and maybe even scared the Russian government seems to be of one man, Mr. Navalny. Across the board, as the president has said, we're reviewing all of these actions that are of deep concern to us, whether it is the treatment of Mr. Navalny and particularly the apparent use of a chemical weapon in an attempt to assassinate him. We're looking very urgently as well at SolarWinds and its various implications. We're looking at the reports of bounties placed by Russia on American forces in Afghanistan. And, of course, we're looking at these questions of election interference.
All right, so bravo. There's something I can get on board with, the U.S. policies on what's happening with Russia, 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 and Putin, Putin, Putin. To me, he would be in my top five. I don't trust him as far as I could throw him. So when we look at the situation, what you just heard from with our new Secretary of State, what you just heard him say about Alexei Navalny, who was poisoned with a nerve agent, was hospitalized in serious condition, and accused President Putin of being responsible for his poisoning, and the people are reacting to him being picked up and being held. So on his first call, Joe Biden's first call as president, with Putin, he raised all of those things that you just heard, the Navalny poisoning, the inner interference, the bounties, all that sort of stuff. How can we have bounties on our soldiers' heads? That's outrageous. So where there can be differences, as we certainly have found with administrations, there can be things that you like to see done, and this would be on my list. This was heavy, heavy on my list. To me, Putin is an opportunist to line his pockets with as much silver and gold as he can, and he will do anything to do that. And I think he will do anything to stop the U.S. because of his giant ego from gaining any kind of a one-up on Russia and try to get more of an advantage there and do whatever it takes. So all of those things should absolutely 100% be looked at. And I think it's a very good thing that that's happening, that we don't allow Russia to walk all over us. So bravo on that. While there are other things like questions about the Keystone Pipeline, it's off, it's on, and now there are people that will lose jobs, even though there were a lot of environmental studies, and I get it, the concern about pipelines, etc. We're going to have somebody on the show that's going to talk about it, wide open conversation about what is really the truth with some of these pipelines, where they're going, what happens to the areas that they go through, that whole kind of thing. From A to Z. We're going to do that next week with a couple of different people to give you a better look at what went into the Keystone Pipeline and now what's coming out of that. So those are two biggies for me and on my list. So Secretary of State Blinken, to me, smart to do the things that that he mentioned there, that the U.S., I think, has to dig its heels in on anything to do with Russia and Putin, because to me they've gotten away, Russia has gotten away with way too much. And if anything, especially with interference, etc., we have to completely be on top of that. So I'm going to give the Keystone Pipeline conversation a little more because it deserves more more meat on the bone, if you will. But one of the key debates on the presidential campaign trail last year was whether Joe Biden would ban fracking, remember? Initially, he pledged he would do so during the primaries, then changed that during the general election. Now, he's partially, anyway, following through on the pledge with a new executive order to halt all new fracking on federal lands. So the latest order is a cause for concern for people, of course, in the energy industry because of, you know, what does that mean? So if your goal for the Biden administration would be continued carbon emission reductions, then there are people that would tell you in the industry that there's countless ways you could do that with the oil and gas industry, right, playing a role in it. But if it's to ban fossil energy, which they're two different things, then game over. That's what that would mean, because there's no way. There are ways to reduce the carbon emissions, but if you completely knock it out, then that changes the fossil industry completely, fossil energy, and a blanket position could ban or restrict the use of fossil energy. And here's the thing, does that achieve the environmental goals of the administration? Does it achieve it? Or the other part is, does it take, if it's a sweeping order, does it take a hammer and smash the economy? That's the other part of that, right? And especially, too, canceling the XL pipeline, you have a lot of people in oil and gas that are saying 2021, and of course it will be. It's just like all of us living under the question mark. But with some of the policies, will it be kind of a year of uncertainty? And I think it's going to be a big year of uncertainty. So I don't think, I mean, is Joe Biden banning fracking? I don't think it's across the board. But he freezes federal fracking leases. He's done that. And so what impact does that have on even the investing of oil and gas? And when a bunch of those moves happen, does it lead to higher prices at the pump? And I think the answer to that is it could ultimately lead to that. But again, it's the uncertainty that is absolute. I mean, it's the overwhelming endeavor is, of course, more difficult because of the pandemic, right? And then how do foreign governments respond, right? In now what's happened, because of course with crude oil, if some actions happen, and let's say other nations follow suit, then what would happen to the global demand for crude oil? It would be depressed, certainly for the first half of the year, and that would mean crude prices would be less. And you look at rig counts is what they call it, and you look at the prices and rig counts across a 12-month period, and that's kind of a crapshoot. I mean, it is the ultimate craps table for whatever the future is for fossil fuel. And some of that, what we call, again, domestic rig count, has risen since, I think it continued to rise, what experts are saying. But it's a safe bet that major and large independents, their capital budgets will have to look at that in April, and companies will have to start to adjust those budgets for the second half of the year. So there's a lot of things happening in that industry, and there's a lot of people employed in that industry. And is there a way to satisfy environmentalists' concerns and still have fossil fuels that are tweaked, which a lot of people think that's possible, and a lot of people think it's not possible. Could there be, certainly in the top five, one of our bigger issues when it comes to livelihoods on all sides of this? Because then there's the argument to be made that, well, then these other jobs will be created with the replacements for fossil fuels. And I don't think fossil fuel is replaced overnight anyway, but pipelines, fracking, all of that starts to eventually add up, and it'll dry up the fossil fuel industry eventually, depending on what happens with Joe Biden, just depending on executive orders, depending on things that happen down the line, and especially with the XL pipeline, because there were already a lot of people working on that. So that gets knocked down, and then those jobs are cut unless they're re-racked in some other way, which there's that possibility if there is some sort of a compromise, but it doesn't seem like there's a compromise on that. I think that's just a shutdown probably at this point. Hey, coming up, I mentioned this before, that we do have, to close things out, the mic drop moment. And boy, there are a couple of things that could have made the mic drop moment. And you might be surprised what it is, maybe not. Let's just say it has to do with Reddit and a popular industry. And you probably know exactly what I'm talking about if you're paying attention to what's happened on the stock market with a particular stock. And speaking of stocks, they've had their worst day since October. Big tech just sunk. The S&P 500 fell 2.6%, its biggest single-day drop since it's lost 3.5% on October 28th. See you in a few.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
And now Wall Street is getting a big fat taste of it shoved down their throat. You know, we looked at what happened with Twitter. They've changed the worlds of news and politics. YouTube and Instagram have transformed the fashion and beauty industries and entertainment as well. And now you have Reddit. And Jim Cramer, a Wall Street commentator forever and a day on CNBC and a former hedge fund manager, I've never heard him say this, said, "We're seeing a phenomenon that I have never seen. It's insane. It's the oddest story," and it certainly is. Wall Street investors are not used to this. They're not used to being overtaken by very excited social media users who are doing things like posting rocket emojis because they are cleaning the clock of some on Wall Street, you could say. And this is what happened, if you have no idea what I'm talking about. This is what's happened. Over the past week, the financial world has watched in shock as GameStop stock rose to unthinkable levels. Even Elon Musk tweeted about it. pointing his 43 million followers to a link of the Reddit community investing in GameStop. By the close of regular trading on Wednesday afternoon, the stock was at $347.51 a share. That's up from lows of about $3.30 a share in the summer of 2019. After-hour trading, it deserves many mic drops. It dropped more than 37% only to rise again. And all of this is hidden and sort of in public view, but it's hidden from the people on Wall Street. So you have to be required to get an invite into the group. So you can't just do this, right? And it is really, really messed with Wall Street. And it is, I think it's funny. It just shows you. Now, remember, fans of the Korean pop group known as K-pop, they post floods of tweets about their favorite stars to overwhelm racist hashtags on Twitter. TikTokers banded together in attempts to confuse President Donald Trump's re-election campaign. And now the Reddit crowd is attempting to rock Wall Street hard. And the Redditors, as they're called, are targeting the struggling movie chain AMC, pushing its stock from hovering around $2 a share to more than $8 in after-hours trading. By Wednesday afternoon, it closed at $19.90 a share before dropping to $12.75. So their actions have had such an impact that TD Ameritrade took an extraordinary step of limiting share trading on GameStop and AMC stocks out of an abundance, they say, of caution amid unprecedented market conditions. NASDAQ as well warned that it's going to halt trading on stocks that it thinks are being manipulated by social media. But in the meantime, traffic to the Reddit community at the center of this wild drama is breaking records. Wall Street Bets counted 73 million page views for its discussion boards on Tuesday. That's according to Mashable. Over the past week, it hit about 700 million page views. Reddit is already the 46th most popular site on the web, notching about 78 million unique visitors in December. Oh, yeah. So there's memes, there's excitement and all of that, but eventually GameStop will go back to being that struggling video game retailer in the middle of a time when gaming is increasingly shifting towards streaming, and the idea of stepping into a brick-and-mortar physical store is a nerve-wracking prospect at best because of the pandemic. So who's ever left with those shares will see the value evaporate in their hands. But it's so interesting to watch this. Michael Burry, even, who's a prominent GameStop investor and one of the subjects of the book and movie The Big Short, one of my favorite movies. If you haven't seen it, watch it. He wrote in a tweet that was deleted now that this is unnatural, insane, and dangerous. His $17 million investment in the company has ballooned to $250 million. Well, he needs to sell. Yeah, he's right. It is dangerous because it's being, from the Wall Street point of view, it's being manipulated, right? And it just happened. And now you wonder what happens next on, on Reddit, and this is part of the whole social media hype that is definitely continuing there, but in some other places as well. And because of this buy and hold and all this stuff with GameStop shares, I think the prices go higher, and then where that all ends up, I don't know. I mean, I agree that eventually it falls to earth, but what happens to the in between. I was even reading something from Robert Reich. Remember him? He was part of the Clinton administration. He said, if Redditors rallying GameStop is unacceptable, he tweeted this out. unacceptable market manipulation. What would you call it when greedy Wall Street bankers gambled away our entire economy in 2008 and faced no consequences? Touche. Banks too big to fail. Oh, we know it well, Robert Reich. So, interesting. Watch AMC stock and see how that goes, how wild that goes. And social media-driven traders are beating Wall Street at their own game. There's a lot of, people have a lot of time on their hands with this pandemic, so watch out, is what I would say. And it was a really crazy day because tech in general took a little bit of a bath. Here's something that's very important, maybe the most important thing that you can take away from listening to this show this hour, is if you have Apple products, run, don't walk. Pull out that iPhone, that iPad. Apple released an update for iOS 14 on both devices to fix security flaws that they say may have been actively exploited. Say a big giant hack, do not take a risk. They're saying for our customers' protection, Apple doesn't disclose, discuss, or confirm security issues until an investigation has occurred and patches or releases are available. But they're pretty much telling you, do it now. Update your iPhone, your iPad, go to settings, general, then software update, you'll see it, hit it. I would do it. I did it tonight. As soon as I heard that, I immediately did it. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to be hacked into, and I don't want any problems with that. And they're saying that there is problems with it, that definitely something has happened. So the big warning went out, and if they're saying that you have to do that because they're being actively exploited with security flaws, yikes. It's a brave new world, isn't it? Remember the days, and maybe some of you, I would have been at the tail end of this, and maybe some of you were at the beginning of it, or the middle of it, or somewhere where I was, but what were you paying for? You paid for basic cable and a few other things. Now you have to securitize everything you have. Cybersecurity. Who's breaking in? Who's hacking into your identity? Like insurance, we have to have so much of that security. Between security and insurance, we all go broke, right? And it's important because you start messing around with that. Who knows what they can get from any of those devices because they're all connected, just like we are. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.